Good morning and welcome to another daily Bible reading, reflection and prayer. And today we are in Genesis chapter 13. We're continuing the story of Abram. Genesis chapter 13. So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev with his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him. Abraham had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. From the Negev, he went from place to place until he came to Bethel, to the place between Bethel and Ai, where his tent had been earlier, and where he had first built an altar. There Abram called on the name of the Lord. Now Lot, who was moving about with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents. But the land could not support them while they stayed together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to stay together. And quarrelling arose between Abram's herdsmen and the herdsmen of Lot. The Canaanites and the Perizzites were also living in the land at that time. So Abram said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarrelling between you and me or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left." Well, today it seems we see a different Abram to the self-protecting Abraham from the previous episode and yesterday's episode. Here we have Abram who is faced with a problem, a family quarrel, and in one sense you could argue that Abram had every right to abandon his nephew Lot and take everything. After all, the land had been promised to him. But he doesn't. In this episode, perhaps learning from the last episode, he has learnt to trust in God's promises and that those promises don't come through self-focused self-protection. It seems Abram is beginning to learn to live by faith and not by sight. Well, for today, here's a question for us to reflect on. What are the things in your life right now where in your head you might know that God is promising you something, but in your heart, you're feeling tempted to go for the self-protection of the short-term gain? Why don't we pray now that we'll be people who can live our lives of trust, of faith, and not just going for the self-protection of the short-term. Let's pray. Father, please help me today to learn to live a life of trust, of faith. Not naivety, but a trust in your sure promises. Help me to trust your promise that I have everything I need and more in Jesus. Calm my instinct today to rush to self-protection. Help me rather to rush to the joy and hope of your promises to me in your Son. Amen. I'll see you tomorrow.